Some people are successful at goals and others aren't. You see people, they're consumed by it. You see some people and they tell you the story of how they developed a goal, many times out of the tragedies in their life. And as a result, they've established a goal, but that intention is driving them and it's strong and it becomes all-consuming in their life. This is where the energy is coming from. Goals without intentions become just good ideas.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a counselor and coach, and your advocate for the family. Today is the continuation of Dr. Randy's series, Achieve Your Goals. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
Thank you, Kurt. In fact, today we're going to wrap this up, and this is on CD going out to members. I'll tell you more about that a little bit later. But as we get ready to go back into the teaching studio on this series on goals, speaking of goals, can I encourage you to set a goal to be a part of our Intentional Love Marriage Conference, a very unique date night? Yeah, you're going to laugh. You're going to learn like you do at other marriage events, but you're going to learn something about intentional living that I believe is so powerful, transformational, as you apply it to your life, to whatever extent you choose, is going to be a difference maker for you. And we're going to do it in a fun environment. Michigan, coming up October 13 and 15, Midland and Jackson. Albuquerque, October 27. Then Glendale and Chandler in Phoenix area, November 3 and 5. And then Tucson, November 10. Maybe you don't remember all the information, but Michigan, New Mexico, Arizona, all the information's at our website, theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Get registered. We got some of our conferences filling up very quickly. Don't want you to miss out. Come and join us. It's going to be a lot of fun and very practical. Life changer, I believe. Go to theintentionallife.com. Now to the teaching studio and continuing and wrapping up actually today, Achieve Your Goals.
When goals are clear, here's how we're successful. When we succeed at goals, when our intentions are not only good, but they're all consuming, when our goals are clear, and when our habits become second nature. There really is the triad of how we live an intentional life in Christ. Now, we can bring it home and make it very practical. You want to have a great marriage, okay, for those of us who are married. You want to have a great relationship. Your intention has to be so strong in saying, I have an intention to please God. That's the ultimate intention, right? At the end of the day, I've got to be so consumed with pleasing God and pleasing my spouse in terms of honoring God that I develop the goals that say, this is what I'm going to do, how I'm going to communicate, how I'm going to respond in my marriage, and then I develop the habits that support it. You want to get out of debt? You start with the goal that says, my goal in the next 24 months is to be debt-free. Now, if that's attainable and realistic, let's say that may be for some. Maybe others might be 5 years or whatever it is. But a goal that says, I want to get out of debt. Now, you're going to have certain habits that are going to support that, right? Maybe not using a credit card any longer, putting a budget together and following it, you know, very religiously. Maybe not overspending, not eating out so often, not stopping for the Starbucks coffee or whatever it is, but you're going to develop habits in support of the goal. But the reason we give up on the goal is because the intention of getting out of debt has to be, at the end of the day, I want to get out of debt so I have freedom to live my life, to honor Christ, to be more generous, to whatever, however you articulate what God's intention is for money in your life. This is where the energy is coming from. Goals without intentions become just good ideas. Intention has to be, the intention of our lives that others don't see must be so strong in our life. That's why some people are successful at goals and others aren't. You see people, they're consumed by it. You see some people and they tell you the story of how they developed a goal many times out of the tragedies in their life. They've gone through a difficulty in their life or whatever. And as a result, they've established a goal, but that intention is driving them and it's strong and it becomes all-consuming in their life. Maybe you have a goal that says, you know, what I want to do is develop greater education. There's something I want to learn to do that I don't do now. Maybe requiring going to school or taking classes or, you know, for the next 3 or 4 or 5 years. I can remember when I went back in my 30s to do my master's work and then going on to do my doctoral work. It was a lot of work. It was hours and hours and hours. But what drove me was I had an intention that I really wanted to honor God by gaining some education that would allow me to help people at a different level than I was before. That was something that drove me to do that. Without that, I would have given up many times, many hours of writing and reading and studying and tests and all the things you go through with a goal. And I believe that one of the reasons that we fail at the goals that we set in our life is because we don't spend enough time really dealing with the why question, which is the intention. And that requires some thought. What is God's intention for your money? We have the five essentials that we talk about, right? I don't think we're ever going to deal with money in our life until we understand what God's intention is for money. Until we get into Scripture and understand His design for money. Out of that, we can develop a lot of goals. And you know what? Your goals may be different than my goals. Intentions are pretty universal. God's intentions are pretty clear. But goals will be unique to each of us. I think one of the reasons maybe we're not successful with our health that we'd like to be is because we've not really understood what God's intention is. I mean, really understood it. And it becomes so consuming in our life to say, I make that a priority. I know I wrestle with that. And that could be true in the area of work as well, or in our family, in our relationships, or growing our faith. You know, our faith isn't going to grow by osmosis. It's a decision that we make until it becomes consuming in our life, until the intention is so clear that my intention is to honor Christ with the growing of my faith, that we're not going to give the time to do it.
You're listening to Dr. Randy's teaching from Achieve Your Goals, and he'll continue in just a moment.
What's the key to getting a better body? Getting intentional, of course.
From the Intentional Living Center, this is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's King Hoover, our intentional health coach.
Being intentional is all about making better choices when challenging stresses occur. First, make a list of the habits that you want to break. Then, when the urge occurs, do something completely different. Want some cheesecake? Then go for a walk. Craving chocolate? Well, have some black coffee instead. Trying to skip exercise? Call your workout partner and tell them you're on the way to the gym. If you don't have a workout buddy, call a staff member at the gym and they'll be just as glad to see you coming. So get intentional about your health, and we're happy to take credit for your smaller waist. For Intentional Living, I'm King Hoover.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Today's program by Dr. Randy is part of a larger teaching called Achieve Your Goals. When you become a monthly member, we'll say thanks and send you the Intentional Living New Member Kit, which includes two autographed bestsellers, the Intentional Living Wristband, and monthly coaching CDs every month. Join today at theintentionallife.com or call 1-888-888-1717 and press option number 4. Now let's get back with Dr. Randy at the Intentional Living Teaching Studio as he continues, Achieve Your Goals.
I think one of the reasons maybe we're not successful with our health that we'd like to be is because we've not really understood what God's intention is. I mean, really understood it. And it becomes so consuming in our life to say, I make that a priority. I know I wrestle with that. And that could be true in the area of work as well, or in our family, in our relationships, or growing our faith, until the intention is so clear that my intention is to honor Christ with the growing of my faith, that we're not going to give the time to do it. And so, from an intentional living standpoint, the reason this is important to our mission and to our ministry, and it's important to, you know, our support family and those who stand with us at the ministry, is that this triad of our intention, our goals, and our habits have to be in alignment. And too often what we do is we focus on our goals or we focus on our habits. And any one of these alone is not enough to sustain without the clarity of what the intentions are in our life. And that's really, at the end of the day, what intentional living is all about. One of the things that Paul did, though, that I think is so difficult for us is forgetting the past. He's very clear in leading up to these passages to say, I have to let all of those things go. Because we know that the best predictor of our future behavior is our past behavior. I mean, that's just a fact. And in research, I can even recall in my secular training, one of my professors, who was godless, had no relationship or probably even believed in God. He made the statement one day. He said, there's only two reasons that people, as counselors, helping us understand working with people. He said, there's only two reasons that people will ever change. People either change because they want to change. Or, he said, I've seen people change because of a, quote, religious encounter, which I thought was interesting. Discounting the fact that the Holy Spirit, God intervening in a person's life. But the reality is, if we want to move forward and be intentional, there's the need to forget those things in the past and to take hold of God's intentional love for us and allow the Holy Spirit to transform our life so we're not held in the past. Satan loves to hold us down. Doesn't he whisper in your ear? I know he does in mine. Why Paul, the same Paul, tells us whatever things are true and right and admirable and praiseworthy and of good report to think on such things, Philippians 4:8. Because ultimately, it revolves around our thinking, which he talked about in verse 15. So what you got Paul doing here is he's telling us, listen, make sure your heart issues are straight. Make sure your head issues are straight. Make sure your hand issues are straight. Your head, your heart, your hand. That we be intentional, knowing the why, knowing our purpose, knowing the direction of where we're headed, and then having the habits that will support it to make it happen. And as we do these things, that's really what intentional living is all about. Let me pray. Lord, thank you for this time and some refreshing and renewing thoughts that we share often about living intentionally today, hearing how the Apostle Paul clearly was intentional and how he laid out for us really the formula for goal attainment, setting goals, pursuing goals, and demonstrating the right disposition and attitude and surrender to you as he did so. As a team today, I pray that we will be goal setters, not just for the sake of setting a goal, because that can be kind of empty over time. Many of us have reached goals and wondered why we got here. Without the right intention, our goals become empty. Lord, I pray that we'll be reminded as we go back to our task today and our work that your intention for us is good. Your intention for this ministry is good. Your intention for us as a team is that we would work together and be faithful in fulfilling the calling that you've given us to share the good news with a hurting world, to offer hope, and to help equip people to be more intentional in their walk and life with you. And we'll thank you for it in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. We're live back here in our Intentional Living studio. And the series Achieve Your Goals is on CD and being released to our members. It's the teaching content for this month coming on CD to all of our monthly members in support of the Intentional Living Center. So I want to say, Dana from Topeka, Kansas, thank you for joining us recently, and this is coming out to you to say thanks. And Manda from Cantu from Kansas, listening to 88.1 from Topeka, Kansas City, coming your way. Thank you as newest members of the Intentional Living family. You can come and join today. Not only will you start receiving my teaching every month, but also we have a new members kit. You'll hear a little more about that in a moment. But it's our gift to you as you come and join us. All you have to do to become a member is pray about it. Think about how much you could give. And if you're not quite sure, can I challenge you to pray about $1 a day, $30 a month, a good target, and then give us either a call during West Coast business hours at 888-888-1717, press number 4, talk to our staff, or go online to theintentionallife.com. Click on donate. Thank you for your support. Coming up, more Q&A with our staff and friends who were here when I taught this lesson in just a couple minutes.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
Doing one thing today could mean a stronger, more intentional marriage in Christ.
We're already seeing a difference in our marriage. I feel that we're much more connected, more learning to blend together rather than try to get the other person to see our way of thinking.
Make a commitment today to join Dr. Randy Carlson for the Intentional Love Marriage Conference coming this fall to Michigan, New Mexico, and Arizona. Register now at theintentionallife.com.
Hi, many years ago, I was in management and went through a downsizing, and a door was opened for another job. They actually called me, and I took the job and worked in a warehouse setting where every day I listened to men swear and curse, and every day I asked God, why did you put me in this job? Because the door did open. And I was there a year, and at the end of the time, when nothing was happening in the company, it seemed unsteady, the gentleman I worked with got cancer. And I realized that God had brought me there for this gentleman, because I was there every day to encourage him and point him towards the Lord. And when he left, because he was dying, within 2 weeks, I was called in, and I was let go. And I'm always amazed that even though I dealt with a situation that was very uncomfortable being a Christian, I was there for one particular person. But sometimes God has us there for something other than working and receiving a paycheck.
Man, I'll tell you, that is an entire show right there. I mean, we could talk about the why of life. She discovered it. It was not about her. It was about him. It was about something bigger than some of her feeling uncomfortable. Great question for you. Why are you there? Why are you where you are today? Great question. You know, we've been talking about achieving goals. I'd like to take us back into the teaching studio here at the Intentional Living Center and hear a little more from some of the staff and guests who are with us. And I pick up here with the question and answer by asking the question about what are some of the obstacles to achieving your goals?
I think another obstacle can be just unintentional habits you accumulate through life that are just, they just become part of your daily life, and they could become a hindrance to you try and set up a new goal, but you revert back to these old habits. You never know why you established them in the first place. You never had intention to get those going, but they're just there. So it almost feels like you have to kind of go into the analogy of working in the house and tearing up all the tile over the past couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. You have to almost do the groundwork of taking that jackhammer and knock out those old habits first before he can lay down the foundation of the new ones.
Good. Yes. Matt?
I had this conversation with my daughter yesterday. It started with, she was thinking through her position on homosexuality, gay marriage and everything, which then led into the question, you know, if she's going to go into college, she's going to study filmmaking like Derek has. She says, I can just see me in the future being in LA in the film industry, and someone asked me, well, who did you vote for? Or, you know, what is your position on these social issues? And she says, I don't know how, you know, I'm going to stand in that. And I told her, you need to decide what you want to be known for. People will draw you into these burning social issues, the things that are like popcorn in the news cycle and the political cycle. You need to decide what you want to be known for, and what you need to be known for is trying to connect people to God and their relationship mm-hmm. with God, focused on those issues and tell them I'm not going to discuss those things, because the most important thing is, are you pursuing God?
Right.
If you focused on that intention, you won't be drawn into things that, frankly, are distractions you don't want to be known for.
That's good, Matt, because if you get this straight, if you really do get this straight, it makes these other things, the goal setting in your life, whatever it is, you say, hey, does that really fulfill God's intention, and then in turn the intention I have, and then that'll change how I actually do it. This part, isn't this what we spend so much time in? You turn on television today and they got weight loss programs, and they have all they're doing is they're talking about your habits and change this and do this, and we all know that it doesn't work that well if these things are not also backed up here. That's excellent, Matt. That's good. Anyone else? Laura?
Well, I set out in December to lose some weight. Long story short, over the last 8 years, we've had a lot of health complications and whatnot, and everything kind of was taken care of at the end of the year last year. And kind of like what Derek was saying, I knew I had to change some habits to do this. So I was trying to live more intentionally and less out of habit. Because, you know, day to day, we just have a routine. This is what we do. Part of what it is, I got a trainer, so that helped me keep on task. But I knew, you know what, don't have the chips and salsa at 9 o'clock at night like you usually do. I had to break those things that many times gave me comfort. And eventually it became routine for me. I'm still on a journey. I want to make it a lifestyle. But you know what? I've come a long way in the last 6-7 months, worked really hard, and thankful to God for giving me that extra strength. But it's breaking some of those habits that we just get so used to.
That's good. Thank you for sharing that, Laura. Yes.
I was just tying into what Laura was sharing, but beyond just the health topic, but just really anything in life. There was a pastor of a previous church that I attended, and he shared with me that whenever you have a hang up in life, whatever it is, if it's a bad use of your money, or you know, you're not taking care of your health or whatever it is, that you can't just stop doing whatever it is that you've been doing and not replace it with something. You have to replace it with something. You have to fill that, whatever that was, with a healthy habit or a healthy activity. And so that's where I think a lot of people, they feel like, well, man, I'm, you know, if I'm going to be healthy, I'm going to have to just, you know, live on, you know, salad and water all day. Well, you know, I think that what you have to do is you have to replace it with things that you feel fulfilled with that are healthy, whether it's your health or your finances or, you know, your relationship with God. And if there's things that bring you joy when you're doing those things, I think will make you a lot more successful.
That's true.
I think sometimes the things that God wants us to replace, touching off what Evan said, is Him. When I started on my journey, you know, I knew that this was going to be as much of a spiritual thing as a physical thing, a spiritual transformation as much as a physical transformation, because I knew that in order to succeed and to develop habits and forget the past and all that, it had to be all Him.
That's good. Good, Don. What we so often do, though, again, is we talk about money and then we go right to habits. And they don't sustain. Because you know it's right. I mean, you don't. But if you don't get this part straight, then we give up on the habits. If you could have a person today who's in a marriage problem, and before we give them three things to do that can fix their marriage, if we said, what's God's intention for marriage, that's going to help when these things. That makes sense? As a ministry, when we're creating content on the air, or in our events or whatever, if we keep coming back to this level of the why, what's God's why? What's God's why for money? What's God's why for your marriage and so on? That makes it much clearer for people. They may not accept it, but clearly that's why I think this is so important. Anyway, intention leads to goals. Goals then leads to habits. But you got to start here.
Hearing Dr. Carlson's messages, it came out that the habits that I was going to try to replace would be to not interrupt
I had a habit of interrupting my husband when he would speak, and it was not always an intentionally bad thing. I would want to finish his sentences, or I would get excited and begin speaking about something that was similar. And I realized that he wasn't able to finish his thoughts, and that's what my habit that I wanted to drop was. And add in to replace it would be to listen intently and watch my body language and really hear his story and communicate that way. You know, without the eye rolling, without the shoulder shrugging. And so by the time I got to 30 days, which flew by, really, before I knew it, I had done it, and I felt good. I felt like I had actually achieved something. And my husband saw the change, and he was excited, and so then he wanted to learn more. I mean, it just, it goes on and on and on, and I think that's the point, you know, is to be able to get that initial goal reached, and then you set more goals, and then you have another goal. So it just has been such a blessing. And now we're moving on to finances and other things, you know.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, listen, thank you for telling us that. The 30-day challenge, by the way, we have a whole teaching online free. We've got over 50,000 people view the videos that I recorded, each of them about 8 or 9 minutes long. Talk about goal setting, new habit development, and so on. With the intention that over 30 days, that's why we have the one thing wristband for members, that says, hey, every day, one thing. And I like what you said, that sometimes you start out to work on one thing, you're really giving God the glory for it, that's a key, but you realize you're not as intentional in another area, and you get to work on that too. It's a lot of fun, and it's something in the five essential areas that we're all about, helping you do that. Thank you. And by the way, members allow us to do this, and I want to say thank you to all of our members, those of you, men and women, who stand with us, couples, businesses, you stand with us in support. You make it possible for us to do this every day. Thank you for your continued faithful support to the Intentional Living Center. If you're not a member, come and join us. Ruth did, from Scranton, Pennsylvania. Thank you for becoming a monthly member. Manuel from Mesa, Arizona, the Phoenix area. And also Candace from Whittemore, Michigan, listens to 99.7 from the Tri-Cities. Some of our brand new members, thank you for standing with us. Thank you for your support. And God bless you for your faithfulness to the ministry of intentional living. If you're not a member, very simple. Just go to the website, theintentionallife.com. It'll open up to you on the homepage there. Click on donate. It takes you right there. You can sign up quickly. And when you do, we have a brand new member kit, including two of our best-selling books, and an autograph, Power of One Thing and Star for Affection, and then our One Thing wristband. Our gifts to you. Just go to theintentionallife.com. Thank you. What's your goal? We've been talking about it. We're going to take your calls tomorrow live from the Intentional Living Center. See you then.